Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears.
May that be our prayer today, that our eyes might be opened and we might see your glory, Heavenly Father. Thank you for tuning in and worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. We began with a medley by the Maranatha Singers, Open Our Eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus and open my eyes that I might see. Today we're going to be talking about eyes and how God constantly sees us. In fact, in Proverbs chapter 5, verse 21, it says, "For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths." And he not only watches us and sees us, but he loves us. And he wants a relationship with us. Later on in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how it is our God who really sees us, and how he will always be there for us during those difficult times of our lives. Also coming up later, I want to share some verses from Psalm 139, which talks about how we need to go to him and ask him to search out our hearts and remove any wicked way in us, anything that does not please him. We'll be sharing that psalm with you just a little later on in the broadcast. Right now, let's enter the throne room of grace and ask for God's anointing on our time together today. Heavenly Father, you are a holy God, an awesome God, a God that we worship, a God that we adore, and a God that sent his own Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And we are so thankful for that, Lord. You did for us what we could never do for ourselves. We could never live a life so great and so good that we would measure up to the perfection required by you. It is only through the shed blood of the perfect Lamb of God, a sacrifice in our place, and our belief in that sacrifice, and our trust in the mercy and grace of you, Heavenly Father, that permits us to be clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And in that way, we can stand in your presence perfect. Not because we are, but because your Holy Son is and was perfect, and is the Lamb of God who shed his blood just for us, for our forgiveness of our sins. Heavenly Father, take great pleasure in our worship and our praise today, in our relationship with you. We come into your presence in the name of Jesus. Father, we are here today in an attitude of love, praising your name and thanking you for your goodness. May the story of our lives be worship in your eyes. Let our hearts shout of your glory. You are holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Lord, our eyes are weak, and we're blinded to the truth of who we are. Every time we look, we're reminded of the things that stain us. For you are holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Lord, you're worthy, worthy, worthy are you, Lord.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm Dave Kersey, and coming up in just about a minute, I'll have for you Psalm 139. And now let me share with you Psalm 139, verses 1 through 18, and verses 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eye saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior.
Search me.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard a medley of songs with the Marty Park Singers, soloist Gail Farrell, We Will Honor Your Name with Praise, and I Worship You, Almighty God. Thank you for joining us today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to be talking about how our God really sees what's going on. Proverbs 5:21 says, For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. God sees our pains and our discouragements, our heartaches, our struggles, and in the scene he comes to our rescue with his amazing grace. God sees our life from the beginning to the end. He numbered our days and ordered our steps while we were yet in our mother's womb, the Bible says. God's comprehensive knowledge of all of our ways should likewise encourage us to live obediently and honestly before Him. Coming up a little later in our broadcast, we're going to share this wonderful devotional by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, Our God Who Really Sees. Quickly, I want to mention to you that we have a wonderful offer for you if you'll write to us here at Call to Worship. It's a little hardcover book entitled, Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice in Our Lives. This book has more than 80 pages, chock full of wonderful devotionals. Maybe it'll take you about 5-10 minutes at the most to read through them, and they'll tell you how you can know God's will in your life. It's my gift to you if you'll write to Call to Worship this month. We began this offer back in August, and the response was such that I wanted to keep it going for yet another few weeks. And so you still have an opportunity, if you have not written to us, to get a copy of this book just for you. I'm not going to set a dollar value on this, so whatever you can send would really help us out. But if you write to us and ask for the book, Knowing God's Will, I'll send it out to you. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You can find that address on our website. It's www.calltoworship.us. In fact, you can even make a contribution on that website, and for everybody who will write or send a gift this month, we're going to send you a copy of this book. So I hope you'll stop by and check us out on that website. By the way, you can actually listen to Call to Worship on that website anytime you want. You can go back and listen to past programs. You can listen to this program later this week, whenever it's convenient for you. So I hope you'll check us out. www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's long, but not too difficult. Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Well, let's get back to this medley that's been playing in the background with the Don Marsh Orchestra and Panpipes as we pick up the song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And then we'll wind up with the song, Victory in Jesus.
should the shadows come?
Sandy Patty there, wonderful arrangement of an old favorite. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Wisdom, Meditations on the Book of Proverbs, published by Zondervan Publishing House. In Proverbs 5:21 it says this, "For a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths." Today I want to talk a little bit about how our God really sees us. When Hagar was cast out of Abraham's camp because of Sarah's jealousy over her pregnancy, Hagar found herself abandoned by the roadside. There God met her with grace and love, promising her his help. Grateful, she exclaimed, "You are the God who sees me." She ascribed a new name to God, El Rohi, meaning the God who really sees. Our all-knowing, all-wise God is also our all-seeing God. His presence permeates all we do. We live and move and have our being in Him. We walk before Him each day and our hearts are open before Him. He sees our pain, our discouragement, our confusion, our heartaches, our struggles. And in the seeing, He comes to our rescue with amazing grace. Understanding that every detail of our lives is laid bare before our Heavenly Father, and that we are in His all-sufficient care, should move us to profound awe and adoration. Earlier in our program, we shared with you some verses from Psalm 139. There David exclaimed, "O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." God sees your life from beginning to end. He numbered your days and ordered your steps while you were yet in your mother's womb. Seeing your plight brought on by sin, He sent His Son to save you from death and eternal destruction. God's comprehensive knowledge of our ways should likewise encourage us to live obediently and honestly before Him. It is futile for you to attempt to conceal your true feelings and actions. Even when you sin, you do so in the presence of God. There is not one act, one thought, one ambition, one indiscretion that is hidden from His sight. Hebrews 4:13 says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." Even our inner secrets are exposed to the penetrating gaze of God. Rather than frighten us, this should cause us to seek to please our Father, who treats us not according to our deeds, but according to His mercy and grace in Christ Jesus. We should be transparent in our relationship with Him, realizing that even our foulest sins cannot separate us from His unfailing love. Our relationships with others should also be grounded on integrity and sincerity as we attempt to avoid every form of hypocrisy. The God who sees is the one who watches over us from before birth through death. He is with us and for us in all things, never condemning, but always loving us. Always remember, my friend, nothing can separate us from God's perfect love. Lord, I know that my entire life is an open book before You. How foolish I am to try to hide anything from You. I want to please You both privately and publicly, living in genuine honesty and hearty obedience. Thank You that You see my circumstances today and are at work in them to demonstrate Your awesome power and mighty counsel. Father, I know that You know everything about me, and You still love me and want a relationship with me. Father, I pray that if there's anything in my life that I have not brought before You in confession, have Your Holy Spirit remind me of that today so that I may cleanse my life from anything that disappoints You, Lord. I know that you see me in all aspects of my life. You are a God who sees, and a God, like the Good Shepherd, who will always be there for me.
As a shepherd leads his flock, so he will guide us and bring us safely to the place we will call home. And though at times the path seems steep and dangerous, I will not fear what lies ahead, for I'm not alone. He will be there, and I will fear no evil. He will be there, and he will lead the way. And though I walk through the valley in great darkness, he will be there, and I will not be afraid. There are days our hearts are filled with joy and confidence. We feel his presence, and we know that he cares. But in those hours when it seems the journey's unending, you'll hear his voice saying, "My child, you're almost there." He will be there, and I will fear no evil. He will be there, and he will lead the way. And though I walk through the valley in great darkness, he will be there, and I will not be afraid. He will be there, and I will not be afraid.
That was the voice of Rick Webb and his song entitled, "He Will Be There." Goes right along with our devotional today about how our God really sees us. He notices our problems, the trials that we go through, and he is there to help us all the time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Dave Kersey, your host, here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and your financial help with this ministry. We can really use your help this fall. And remember, when you write, we're going to send out to you a little hardcover book called Knowing God's Will, Learning to Recognize God's Voice. My gift to you for just writing to us here at Call to Worship. And if you can send a gift, we'll send that book. In addition, every 3 months we send out a three-month devotional, a devotional for every day of those 3 months called The Word for You Today, our gift to you because of your faithful support of Call to Worship. Write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And don't forget, you can find us on the internet at calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including you can actually listen to this program anytime you want on the website. Well, we're going to wind up our time together with the Tom Fetke Singers, a medley of songs beginning with this one, "Lord Be Glorified," and then "I Want to Be Just Like Jesus."
world.